Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico. Your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and today's program comes from the series I called Hope, Not Hate, which features composers and musicians who were interned in prisoner camps in Germany and Czechoslovakia and Poland during World War II. And all of the music that I'm presenting on this program was composed between the years 1933 and 1945 by prisoners of war. These concentration camps, as they're called, were better described as ghettos and death camps rather than, they were not camps by any means. There was one camp in particular in Theresienstadt that was used by the Nazis and the German government at the time as showcase places where they had thousands and thousands of prisoners. After the prisoners were showcased and abused and used at this particular concentration ghetto camp, they were sent off to real death camps, never to be heard from again. And I'm dedicating each of these programs to particular composers that I've become acquainted with. Today's feature is Hans Krause, K-R-A-S-A, who lived between the 30th of November and the 17th of October in 1944, born in 1899. He was a Czech composer, murdered during the Holocaust at Auschwitz, and he helped to organize the cultural life in Theresienstadt that I mentioned earlier. His primary influences were Mahler and Schoenberg and Zemlinsky. And he also held a real affinity to French music, especially the group of composers known as Les Six. And he made a number of trips to France to study under Roussel while he lived in Berlin. Krause eventually returned homesick to Prague to resume his old job as a repetiteur. A repetiteur is a person who plays piano, usually for ballet and opera rehearsals. And he worked at the Neues Deutsches Theater doing that. Today we're going to hear some of his music. And he wrote often for string quartet. So we're going to hear three pieces that he wrote for two violins, viola, cello, baritone voice, that is, and clarinet. A rather unusual combination of instruments, but a beautiful piece at that. So let's listen first to his three pieces for baritone, clarinet, violin, and cello. Thank you.
Samo dich fecerus si vidu popiescinie, lechton obilim zebros dat svieži trao. Azas nien ucitim, jak vitr namitinie, mi bude krožiti nad rozsuhano hlavo.
We just heard three pieces by Hans Krosse, who was murdered in Auschwitz toward the end of World War II. We heard performers in this ensemble that was for baritone singer, clarinet, viola, and cello. So we heard Angelo de Leondaros, the baritone singer, clarinetist Vincenzo Conteduca. On violin was Laura April, and the cellist was Nicola Fiorino. Mr. Krause was one of many, many thousands who were abused by the Nazi regime and who ended up being murdered between the years of 1933 and 1944. A little background to this particular composer. He wrote while he was, just before he was captured and put in prison, he wrote an opera, a children's opera, based on a play by Aristophanes. The title of the opera was Bundibor, and it was the last work that he completed before he was arrested by the Nazis in August of 1942. As I mentioned earlier, he was sent to the Theresienstadt ghetto camp, where he reworked this opera with the available cast and scattered staging that was available to them. And it was performed, believe it or not, 55 times in this camp. And there were excerpts. This is how the Nazis were using people like him as propaganda. Excerpts were featured in the infamous propaganda film made by the Red Cross in 1944. While he was interned in this particular ghetto, Krause was at his most productive, some say, producing a number of chamber works, although due to circumstances that we can just barely imagine, some of these have not survived. We're going to listen now to a rather lengthy work, Variations on a Theme for Two Violins, Viola, and Cello, which we know to be today, or even at that time, as a string quartet. The violin players, Anna Pugliesi and Laura April on violin, Pasquale Leporo, viola, and Nicola Fiorino, cello. And just a brief background as to where all this music comes from. I become acquainted with a foundation in Italy. Francesco Lotoro is the man who is responsible for this huge collection of music that has been reconstructed and saved from these various ghettos and prisons. And it's a fascinating collection, and I've learned so much by doing this programming. I hope you're enjoying this. But let's listen now to four variations on a theme by today's special composer, Hans Krause.
Thank you.
We just heard variations on a theme by a gentleman to whom this program is dedicated today, Hans Krause, who was murdered during the Holocaust at Auschwitz in October of 1944. When I listen to this music, I just wonder what in the world was going on in a man's mind to produce this kind of beautiful, this beautiful creation. It kind of takes my breath away. And as I study more of what happened at that time, it's just amazing that music like this has been preserved and performed again. Mr. Lotoro, the man who's collected all this music, said, if music like this isn't performed, it's still imprisoned. And what a beautiful sentiment, and I'm trying to share this music with as many people as I can. You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and we're roving with the arts on a program that I call Hope, Not Hate. I'm going to play some more music by other composers who endured similar conditions and fate as Mr. Krause. The next one we hear is by Joseph Kropinski, who lived from 1913 to 1970. He was one of those who actually survived this horrible situation. And his music is really and truly joyous. And again, I don't have the exact date of when this was written. Some of it's hard to pinpoint that way, but it was sometime before 1944. We're going to hear first his piano solo titled The First Snow. We just heard Joseph Kropinski's First Snow, played for us on piano by Francisco Lotoro. Next up is another piece by Kropinski. This one is for a male choir, which you can imagine was available to these composers under the, even in the situations they found themselves in, these death camps. Let's hear Kropinski's O Pepita.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hopeful ditty, if you will, by Joseph Kropinski, a piece titled simply O Pepita for male choir. While we're on the male choir theme, a gentleman named Arturo Coppola, Coppola, wrote a piece called Treviso, again for male choir.
Lume sin, Emili vaso tuo. col nome simile parlarmi.
We just heard some music by Arturo Coppola, his Traviso for male choir. Somehow it reminds me of barbershop singing, a kind of advanced barbershop for sure, with some wonderful harmonies. Let me read you just a little bit about this man. He was born in 1913 in Sorrento, Italy, and graduated at the Conservatoria in Naples in 1932. They claim he was also a virtuoso organ, sax, and violin player, and he moved to Treviso to do military service as an officer in 1939 and was captured and taken to Stalag 333 Menjenivo, where he arrived also in 1943. After the war, he was one who survived. He devoted himself to school teaching, composition, and with his band played jazz in bars and restaurants. He died in Treviso in 1938. You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and I'm presenting a program I called Hope, Not Hate, that features music that was written by prisoners of war in World War II between the years 1933 and 1945. I'm going to play some music now by Gideon Klein, who was born in the Czech Republic in 1919. He was one who did not make it out of these ghetto camps. He was transferred to Auschwitz in late 1944 before being moved to the subsidiary camp Fürstengrube to work in the coal mines. He probably died there at the end of January 1945. He also was deported to Theresienstadt and participated in the musical and cultural activities at this particular ghetto camp. And he gave lectures, taught arranging popular songs for different choral groups. What we're going to hear today, though, is his Fantasy and Fugue for string quartet.
Thank you.
Music for String Quartet by Gideon Klein, his Fantasy and Fugue. Mr. Klein lived between 1919 and 1945, and he wrote this piece probably around 1944. The performers, the String Quartet, were Anna Puglesi, Laura April, Pascal Lepore, and Nicola Fiorino. We're going to hear some music now by Kurt Weill. And this is a totally different style of music. Well, yes, it's entertainment music, whereas the music, I would say, that was written in these death camps was a little more, well, less... less joyful, less entertaining in many ways, but equally important in music history. Kurt Weill, of course, wrote the Three Penny Opera, from which came maybe one of the most famous jazz pieces in history. His song Mack the Knife, which is one of the pieces in the Three Penny Opera, come to mind, and I'm going to play that for you now.
your shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white, just a jackknife has Mac Heath, dear, and he keeps it outside. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mackie, dear? So there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk. Sunday morning, even, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone? Mac and I, from a tugboat by the river, a cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heath spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dear. Now that Mac Heath back in town.
Take it, Satch.
That was, of course, the one and only Louis Armstrong with his version of Mac the Knife. I've decided I'm going to do an entire program on this particular tune, maybe next week or the week after that. It's worth noting that Kurt Weill lived in Germany and immigrated to the United States during World War II, and much of his music influenced these prisoners of war that I've been presenting in the program Hope, Not Hate. And I'll get into more of that in the next program for you. You've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and we've been roving with the arts. Thanks for joining me today.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.